Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a letter regarding short-term rentals in Oromadont, published June 8. Gene Stein's recent letter to the editor about short-term rentals, STRs, in Oromadont has left many homeowners shocked and disappointed. The continued mishandling of STRs over 5 years has many wondering what is really going on. It is bad enough that planning staff, paid for with our tax dollars, admitted under cross-examination to failing to properly inform council and more importantly homeowners that STRs were prohibited in residential zones and have been since 1997. To add insult to injury, planning staff tried to legalize all the existing STRs at the Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT. At the last minute, an amendment that effectively scuttled the mayor's promise of an ironclad bylaw was brought forward. No wonder homeowners feel they have been misled and now betrayed. Fortunately, there are many homeowners, some since 2017, who have been fighting the fight to protect our neighborhoods. Thanks to the many who have joined together, homeowners had a voice at the OLT hearing. Had the homeowners not been a party to the proceedings, the township planning staff would have been unopposed in their unbelievable offering to the tribunal. STRs would have been made legal throughout the municipality. We all owe a great debt of gratitude to the Good Neighbors Alliance. Unfortunately, homeowners still aren't being properly informed and staff are still continuing their quest to legalize STRs. On the township's website, there is no clear statement that laypeople can understand that states that STRs are not permitted in residential areas. Homeowners need to know that the OLT hearing didn't change the underlying prohibition. In addition to failing to inform, Mr. Stein pointed out that staff are still trying to quietly legalize STRs, this time by including changes in a new draft official plan regarding actual bed and breakfasts. It appears that somebody other than council is directing staff to do things that are contrary to the will of council and the overwhelming majority of constituents. This is more than just failure to inform. There is also an ominous statement on the township's website. It tells the reader that, following the OLT's oral decision, a special meeting of council was held on April 1, 2022, at which time township staff and legal counsel received direction and will be reporting back to council at future meetings. What's there to report back? Start prosecutions and start protecting neighbors and neighborhoods from the nightmarish disruptive STRs? It has been 5 years and not one disruptive short-term rental operator has been shut down. There can be no higher priority than protecting the sanctity of our neighborhoods. Everyone needs to know why the STR problem has been so badly mishandled. Members of council need to understand that the safety of our homes is of paramount importance. Our safety is not for sale and should never be sold. To find out where the members of council stand, here are 5 questions that everyone should ask. 1. Given that STRs are the biggest threat our neighborhoods have ever faced, do you still agree that STRs should not be permitted in existing residential zones? 2. At the OLT hearing, planning staff acted completely contrary to the resolution of council. Who directed planning staff to try and legalize STRs at the OLT without the benefit of a public meeting? 3. Hundreds of homeowners have generously contributed to the legal expenses to help defend council's clarifying amendment at the OLT. Do you agree that the township should compensate them fully? 4. If the council reverses direction and legalizes STRs in residential zones, history has shown that neighboring property values will decline by 10% or more. Would you support compensating every neighbor who suffers a property value loss because of a nearby STR? 5. The time has come for Oromadont Council to clear the air and to begin restoring public trust. Do you support calling for a judicial inquiry so that all ratepayers can find out what has really been going on with STRs these last 5 years? If your questions are not fully answered, then you will know who cannot be trusted, and you will know for sure who is not deserving of your vote. Diana Wells, Oromadont.